Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
The holiday season is upon us again. I remember when I was just a youth, my parents would talk about how fast a year flew by. And I used to think to myself, no, they don't. It just lingers from one event to the next. And didn't think that Christmas, especially, would ever get here as the start of the year would come around. And yet, as I have gotten older, and I would trust that those who are my age or even older would say, it goes by so quick. And here we are again, as we are coming to the close of 2015, the holiday season is upon us. I was speaking with Caleb just before services and asked him, I said, are you ready for Christmas? And he said, yes, I am. But he says, I think that the Christmas break needs to be all of December. He says, it's just hard to get in the holiday spirit. And Caleb, I agree with that. We certainly need to be in the holiday spirit. We know that Christmas is not about the birth of Christ. We are to celebrate the birth of Christ every single day of our life. And we are to remember the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection every Lord's Day as we assemble together. But there's nothing wrong with Christmas in as much as it is seen by you and me. And that is that it is an opportunity, a blessing for us to be able to be with our families and friends, to express our love and to share our love in various ways. And we need that Christmas spirit that I think that Caleb is talking about. As we look at the holiday season, I'm beside myself in part with what we see it being commercialized, if you would. Stores are giving all kinds of discounts. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not opposing discounts, but they're doing this to draw everyone in to spend their money. And people are spending money left and right. There was an old adage, they're spending it like it's going out of style. People aren't afraid to spend money around this time of the year. Crowds are packing into the shopping centers. And in all of this, I can't help but think, wouldn't it be wonderful if people got this excited about God? Wouldn't it be wonderful if people filled buildings like they fill the malls and the shopping centers and things of this nature? Wouldn't it also be wonderful if people were as giving to the church as we oftentimes can and to a fault be when it comes to shopping for those whom we love? As we think about what we find in the holiday seasons, again, I do not believe that God is opposed to us desiring to see these seasons come about for the purpose of spending time with family, but still at the same time, God does not want us to get caught up in those things that would draw us away from Him. You see, the deals that the world has to offer, and I titled this lesson, the deals that God offers are better than any deal that we're going to find on Black Friday or any deal that man's going to put in front of us. The deals that God has supersede anything that man will ever find in this world. You see, the gift that God gives is the free unto mankind. It's interesting, as we look at the world, the merchants offer some pretty sweet deals. I like to get the papers before Black Friday and just to see the things that they're going to lay out there. And some of those are just to draw us into the store to buy other things. Some things maybe that we're going after, or some things that maybe we're not even going after. And it seems to me as if electronics is what they've really focused on this year. If you want a big TV, a huge TV, Black Friday, they had some amazing deals out there. And as I think about the sweet deals that we find on Black Friday or through and into the holiday season, I'm reminded that God does want us to be good stewards. And therefore, as we are buying for our families and our friends, we need to indeed practice what God expects of us when it comes to stewardship and to find the best deals that we possibly can. Also, though, we need to understand that when these people say that I have a deal of a lifetime, or that it is free if you buy this or if you buy that, we need to understand that there's always a cost factor involved. Everything has a dollar amount to it as we live here in this world. And it's interesting too to me is that the deals that they offer sometimes include free financing. They will say that you can finance it for up to a year or up to 18 months for free. What they don't say, very loud at least, or what they don't encourage us to read when it comes to the fine print, is that after the 12 months or the 18 months, whatever that free financing involves, then you're going to really pay for it with 20-some percent attached to that. God identifies to us that we need to be very careful when it comes to borrowing money. Why? Because the borrower oftentimes can become slave to the lender. And we need to make certain that we do not fall to that gimmick that is out there. You know, when I think in regard to the great deals, if you would, that we find around this time of the year, I'm reminded, though, of the deal that God offers us, and the gift that He gives us in Jesus Christ is indeed free. And what I mean by that is that it doesn't cost you and me to the level that it has cost Jesus Christ. You see, it cost Jesus Christ His life. He willingly gave His life as a ransom to pay the bill for you and me. And yet at the same time, as I state that it is a free gift of God, as Paul asserts in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, you and I also need to understand that there are things that God requires of us in order to be recipients of, in order to receive the blessings of this gift that He extends very freely in Christ. What does God expect of you and me? Friends, God expects us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, to understand His will and to obey Him according to the standards that He requires. And as we do these things, we work diligently based out of the love that we have for our God. If we want the deal of a lifetime, we need to turn to the deal that God offers us freely in and through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm also want to point out tonight that the gift that God offers us is eternal life. You see, the designers of the products that you and I purchase during the holiday season, they know exactly what our likes are. They do research and great extensive study to find out what's going to be hot on the market. And if you're like me, guys especially, I think, we go after those electronic deals. We go after those fishing gear deals and hunting deals. And they'll put those things out there knowing full well that it's going to attract our attention. And let me say this. Some of that is not wrong. But at the same time, we've got to be very careful to understand that Satan may be working in the background to lay things out that we do not need, or even things that would draw us away from God. He is indeed the tempter. When it comes to the gadgets that we will buy, we need to understand. And if you're old as I am or older, you've come to understand this, I would trust, is that those gadgets only offer temporary satisfaction. We're going to grow tired of those things at some point in time. Why? Because something new comes on the market. Something bigger and better comes out. And therefore, we will lay that aside, or we'll forget about that and go on to the next deal that is out there. The Bible tells us that we need to have an area of contentment within ourselves when it comes to living life here in this world. And also, though, as we think about the things that we will buy, the material items that this world has to offer, that the engineers only designed them to where that they're going to last for a short period of time. I went about, I guess it's almost been a year ago now, to a local store to purchase a freezer. And he asked me, he says, "Why are you in the market for a new freezer?" And I said, "Well, we're wanting something that's upright. Our other one is a chest type, and we really just don't have a place that it fits conveniently." And he says, "How old is it?" And I said, "Oh, it's older than I am." And he says, "Well, you might as well just hold on to it." And I said, "Why?" And he says, "They don't make them like they used to." He says, everything is a throwaway deal anymore. You get 5 years out of it. I went ahead and bought it, but I'm looking back on it thinking, probably after 5 years I will regret that. Nothing is made to last forever when it comes to this world. Why? Because Peter tells us that the world is passing away, and you and I know that, in part based out of the things that man is able to design or engineer for our liking here in this world. It does not last forever, and someday, even if it does last our lifetime, it will burn up with this earth whenever it is destroyed. But you know, God, the gift that God extends to us in heaven, it endures forever. The word in the book of Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46 that Jesus uses to describe our heavenly reward is, he says that it is eternal. It is everlasting. And that's hard for us to wrap our thoughts around. Why? Because we do live in a temporal world where that everything that we touch, it's only here for a time and then it's gone. Even our life is like that. But God says whenever it comes to the soul, it dwells on forever. And the place that God has and the blessings that God has for us beyond this life in heaven will never go away. You see, God has the sweeter deal when it comes to the things that He offers in comparison to the things that we purchase, because His is indeed going to never depart from us. But friends, also, when I think in regard to the gift of God, God's gift to mankind is very personal. These retailers are out for survival. They're out for themselves. And I say that not to fault them. Why? Because we also are focused, are we not, to trying to make a living while we are here. But they kind of fit the context of what I find in James chapter 4 and verse 13. They say, today or tomorrow we will go and buy and sell and make gain. And that's what the world revolves around, is making gain. And these individuals who are selling these products, that's what they're bringing us into the store for. That's why they're purchasing from all of these middlemen that are out there, is in order for them to make gain. They may say that they are thinking about us in the purchase, but the bottom line is really they're thinking about themselves if they're going to be good in business. And in this, their deals rest upon mass production. A lot of times they don't buy from the little man. Oh, I wish that they would. I think that we need to support our local economy all that we possibly can. But the thing of it is that they will look out for themselves to the point to where they're going to go not only outside of our local community, they'll even go outside of the United States and they'll go to places that employ slave labor, if you would. They'll have illegal labor, what we would look at, that they'll have children working to manufacture these products that you and I purchase. And we've got to be wise to those things that Satan is doing behind the scenes. And also, those who sell these items, they are on the payroll. And again, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we need to understand that they are out to make a living for themselves. Well, what about the gift that God offers us? God offers us the sweetest deal of all. Why? Because His deal is through Jesus Christ, His Son and our Savior. John chapter 3 and verse 16, the most quoted verse of the Bible, says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's personal, isn't it? The Father gave His only begotten Son so that you and I could have eternal life. Why does God use terminology like that? To help us to understand that He personally has sent, sacrificed a great deal in order for us to have the deal of a lifetime in Jesus Christ our Lord. But not only did we find the Father personally giving His Son, what about the Son Himself? Remember in the book of John chapter 15 and verse 13, Jesus says, "Greater love has no man than this, and that a man lay down his life for his friends." Jesus is speaking in the context in reference to Himself, that He would willingly, personally lay His life down at Calvary's cross in order to extend friendship to us. I want to go on and to cite what is said in John chapter 15 and verse 14, Jesus then goes on to explain, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I commend you." You see, the gift that God gives us is not produced by man. It's not in some sort of an illegal or an unethical area of life, but rather it is personal in the fact that the Father gave His Son and the Son willingly gave His life in order for us to receive it. But then finally, also, I want us to think about the gift of God from this angle, is that the gift that God offers us is a universal gift extended to all of mankind. These store owners have a limited quantity of what it is that they're going to offer deals on. And it's interesting, as you look in the sales ads that they will put out, is that these ads define the terms of the distribution of these things. They will say that between certain hours, doorbusters and things of that nature to draw us in, to get the crowd involved in that. And between these hours, we're going to offer a big screen TV for $150. And people come in groves, as many as hundreds gather together to go into a store. Sadly, we see the type of attitude that this also draws, is that people will get in fights. People will hurt individuals, even maybe that they're not intending to. Sadly, we see those things going on. And it's interesting, too, that in all of this, is that a lot of times when they get inside, they say, "Oh, we only have three of these available." I had somebody tell me that they had gone into a clothing store. I didn't even know this clothing store sold TVs. They don't normally, but they did on Black Friday because that was going to be the draw. And when they got inside, they were the second person, and then there was a third person behind them and a whole line of others wanting the TVs. And they told them, says, "We only have three." And everybody's like, and everybody's counting, 1, 2, 3. Okay, where does that leave me? And this person said that they are standing there to get clarification from the salespeople that these are indeed the TVs. So evidently they had another section that had some other type of television in it. And one of the person who was the third person in line reaches around to get theirs, and they told him, says, "We're all waiting here in line to take our turn, and you're third in line, you'll get one." There's that attitude again. In this, what we find is that they will throw out the definition as to the distribution locally. It's interesting, a local restaurant just recently opened, and it said the first 50 in line who is a purchaser gets a $50 gift card. But you got to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning whenever they open. I got out at 5 o'clock. Got out at 4:30. Got there, and I was number 52 in line. I think it was, and I'm like, what does that mean? Here's what that means: those who miss out on the deal get nothing. That's what I got that day for going. And Don says, "You're getting out of bed to go over there?" Yeah. We've got to be careful in that we get caught up in the deals that it might could cost us a soul. In my case, it cost me a lot of sleep, a valuable sleep. In this, the gift that God offers is extended not to a few, but friends, God's gift is extended unto all of humanity. The Scripture tells us, "Whosoever will may come." He puts it out for any and every soul. And then He lays the responsibility upon that soul to either receive or to reject. Friends, we live in a world today where most do not know God. And as they look to the deals that the world has to offer, they're so caught up in those things. And to a fault, to where that it hinders them in becoming a child of God, or it will hinder them in walking faithful before God. Let's be careful with the deals that the world has to offer. By all means, practice good stewardship, and nothing wrong with the holiday season and going through it as a Christian ought to go through. But at the same time, a word of caution to say, we must not engage in the things that would be classified as ungodly in order to be counted as a faithful child of God. tonight, if you're here, have you accepted the deal that God offers in Jesus Christ our Lord? If not, you're living in sin and separated from God. And I say that with care and concern. Why? Because God, and we do not want you to be lost, God has extended His invitation through Jesus Christ our Lord to give you that means of redemption if you're here and you're lost. But He's also given you this opportunity tonight to make that step, to take that step where that you can put Christ on in baptism and to have your sins remitted through the shedding of His blood conjoined with your obedience to His will. So tonight, if you're here and you're subject to the Lord's call in any way, please come.